had to get home before curfew. Why didn't I ask my dad to come get me?
Why did I get into the car with a drunk driver?
He turned the music up. We were two miles from my house.
When he took the fence, why?
Save a friend.
Save yourself.
It's too late for me.
Drive safe, PA.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by Pendle Vernon Area High School.
I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. The second running US steps expect from the brink. Last week it was the government shutdown. This week it temporarily resolved the national debt. Our Republican friend, Stan, is urging the public to cooperate in order to avoid defaulting on American borrowing in the month of late Thursday night. Senate Connell announced a deal in Strasbourg to avoid a possible global crisis.
The deal is temporary, the issue will be haunting Washington and the world again in December.
Britain's governing conservative party held its annual conference in Manchester this week with Prime Minister Boris Johnson vowing to transform the country's economy.
By uncontrolled immigration.
FSN's Ollie Barrett with more from our London Bureau.
His critics claim he's settled upon this argument recently because of shortages in the labour market and rising prices. They say wages are on the up, partly because people are earning more compared to the peak of the pandemic when millions were on furlough support. And they point out that decades of problems have been presided over to a large extent by Boris Johnson's own Conservative Party.
There was a seeming breakthrough in US relations with China. At a meeting of senior officials in Zurich, an agreement in principle was reached for Presidents Biden and Xi to hold a virtual summit meeting later this year. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What came out of the discussions was an agreement to continue dialogue at a very high level. We're still working through what that would look like, when, and of course, the final details, so we don't quite have them yet.
But 24 hours later, the Wall Street Journal revealed that for at least the past year, the U.S. has been secretly training Taiwanese maritime forces as China becomes more aggressive towards the island. The defense minister in Taipei said he expects a Chinese invasion no later than 2025. The Nobel Prizes were handed out this week. Tanzanian-born novelist Abdulrazak Gurna became the first African to win the prize for literature. Americans David Julius and Ardem Patapoutian won the prize for medicine for discovering how the skin senses heat. And journalists Maria Ressa of the Philippines and Dmitry Muratov of Russia won the Nobel Peace Prize for defending freedom of expression. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Internet Radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
If it's going on, it's going on Radio 9 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Watching as the world goes
past. The grass is a gas, baby, can you dig?
Well, there are so many great things to see by grazing in the grass.
Grazing the grass is a gas.
connected to a super all-solid gold weekend. Those were the Friends of Distinction. I'm Jay Thurber. Please, no phone calls this week. Today's show is pre-recorded. Support for this broadcast of Radio 9 comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Oh, this is the most.
The most music. WRCT.
Well, sometimes I will, but then again I think I won't. Well, sometimes I will, but then again I think I won't. Yeah, sometimes I do, but then again I think I don't. Oh, well, I look at my watch and if I'm 21, well, when I rock and roll dance, I'm another motherfucker. And it was 9:32. There's nothing I try to do. That'll dance with.